We return to the challenges facing cryptocurrencies after the collapse of FTX in 2022. The big question at the start of this year is, what's the future of crypto going to be like? Noel Atchison works with a newsletter that's looking at the industry. She notes that people have lost a lot of money, but the potential of the underlying technology, she says, is still intact.
And in fact, even during the market turmoil that we've seen this year, the technology kept on working. Bitcoin blocks kept on being produced. Ethereum went through a phenomenally ambitious technological change very successfully. And the decentralized platforms, while still small, they withstood several mothers of all stress tests. So the potential for the technology, again, around the world, especially given the headlines that we've been seeing about the vulnerability of many individuals and also entire governments subject to seizure and the gated access to financial opportunity, is something that is boding well for the development of the industry going forward. In other words, the technology is continuing to evolve, and the need for decentralized digital stores of value as well as means of exchange and transfer is becoming increasingly apparent. That said, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, especially on the clarity, especially on the regulation, and the washout of the froth that we've had over the past few months is going to help us focus on what actually matters.
And she was reminded that at the moment, many people do not see crypto as a good investment.
That's totally fair, but what happened was fraud. And fraud is not exactly foreign to traditional finance either. What happened was fraud, and sure, it did have some crypto elements to it through the incentive design of some rather spurious tokens, but otherwise it was just fraud. Crypto did not have much to do with it other than, as I said, the design of some of the collateral assets. So yes, many investors would be scared away, and perhaps those are the investors that should think twice about putting anything into this. If the industry has done anything to convince investors that this is a safe vehicle for investment, then we've made a very big mistake. Crypto assets are risky, and nobody should ever invest more in this particular asset than they can afford to lose, because it's an early stage technology. I personally see many of the crypto assets as a liquid way for anyone in the world to participate in early stage technologies. This is something that has traditionally been gated to those that have a lot of wealth already. That gating opportunity is an ideological stance for many. But that is risky. Any new state technology is risky. And crypto assets, given their relatively unregulated status, offer no protection to investors whatsoever. So again, if investors are going to be more careful going forward because of the FTX implosion, then that's good.
Tom Vartanian is the executive director of the Financial Technology and Cybersecurity Center in Washington, D.C.
Fortunately or unfortunately, my career over the last 46 years has been basically dealing with failed financial institutions, first as a regulator and then as a private lawyer, over some four decades dealing with failed financial institutions. So I've sort of seen it all. And at the same time, I've also been at the forefront of implementing technology into the financial services business. And we're now coming to the point where we see there's a bit of a conflict, because I think we have overemphasized innovation and things like crypto and underemphasized things like security.
His attention was drawn to the fact that there are now about 22,000 cryptocurrencies in existence.
I'll tell you, as a former bank regulator, I am just astounded that people have been captivated by something that is anchored to no tangible value. I mean, it's the first time in the financial services business I can remember in the last half century that a financial instrument has multiplied like this so quickly without being anchored to any financial value, any tangible asset. I mean, anything else you think about in terms of the financial world is anchored to an asset. A mortgage-backed security is ultimately anchored to a house that supports the mortgage that that mortgage-backed security is built on. So I view this as something akin to a lottery market. Is there a market for lottery tickets? Sure. Should people put their entire net worth in a lottery ticket? Absolutely not.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.